This is exactly why your avoidant ex abruptly left the relationship, started dating someone new, and discarded you like you didn't matter. Now, obviously, if you're going through this, you are going to be devastated, and you're probably still processing, trying to make sense of everything. If you're struggling with this, I want you to watch this video. I promise you'll find it helpful. So the first thing you gotta understand is that your ex is an avoidant, tends to see emotional connection and intimacy as a threat. To them, it feels like they are about to lose their freedom and they're about to lose their sense of self and identity. And naturally, that drives them into fight or flight mode. Now, a lot of times this has nothing to do with you. This has more to do with how they were raised and some of the expectations that they developed based on the relationship that they had with their caregivers. But this can feel emotionally abusive because most times you're trying to get closer to them and they pull away. But the most important time that this happens is actually when the relationship is becoming better. You actually become more vulnerable and you're starting to get closer to them. Naturally, you start to have or expect more from them emotionally, whether that's communication, whether that's to support you when you're going through difficult things. And so with that raise of the bar, or basically you're expecting more from them, they retreat. And they tend to employ what's called deactivation strategies. And what this looks like is that not only do they pull away, they start to stonewall you. They're no longer there or present for you emotionally. And sometimes even if they stayed physically, they're not there with you emotionally. It's almost like being with a zombie. And again, this can feel extremely toxic and abusive, but it has more to do with what they're dealing with internally. They're not necessarily a bad person. And so when they employ these deactivation strategies, a lot of times they'll eventually break up with you so that they get their freedom back. And what they're most naturally going to do is to engage in meaningless connections or more short-term bonds that don't have high expectations. So it's almost like they leave you, who was the person who cared about them the most, who poured into them the most, because they feel a sense of guilt that they will never be able to meet you where you need them to meet you. They'll never be able to give you what you truly deserve. So they engage with people who in some sense are lesser than you or expect less than you did. And this feels more comfortable to their nervous system. So if you're going through this, I want you to be strong. You cannot change or fix this person until they identify a lot of these issues in themselves, until they learn about their own attachment styles and the issues and traumas that they grew up with. So it's best for you to stay in no contact and to allow them to get to a point where they will miss you and think about you, because, you know, there's a vast difference between meaningless connection and someone who cares about you deeply. Anyway, I hope this is helpful. I'll catch you in the next video. Peace.